is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get a people.
Yes.
They want.
So much to discuss today, but we start as we often do with the Los Angeles Lakers. Last time we had an update on the relationship between LeBron and Russell Westbrook. They were sitting on opposite ends of a summer league game and not talking to each other. Now Chris Haynes tells us that AD, LeBron, and Russell Westbrook have huddled up on a phone conversation and vow to make it work. Jalen, one side of me says, great, they're all on the same page. They're discussing things with each other. They're gonna vow to make it work. This is awesome. Another side of me says, you probably shouldn't have to have a Zoom call with your teammates before the season to vow to make it work. Your thoughts?
And Chris Haynes is the plug's plug, so he know. And let me just tell you this. That Zoom basically goes, we all getting paid $40+ million by the Los Angeles Lakers brand to play basketball. Let's continue to represent our own, and let's continue to represent that one. If you're at a summer league game, you're at work. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That makes it different than the average person showing up at the game. If the Cavs was playing and LeBron was at the game, that would be different. When both of them are at Laker games, and they're not speaking to each other in the gym, that's a flagrant foul. And so you just had to get in the room and talk about it. And on Zoom in 2022. But the bottom line is this, they still fielding calls. So yeah. If they get a deal that they like on Russ, everybody knows that they would do that deal. But the main thing that really needs to happen, hopefully for the Lakers, is that they can get a healthy Anthony Davis.
Yep.
See, like, Russ, while his shooting percentages are very low and his turnovers were very high, he's still a productive player. Like, and he still brings it every single night. And so I think what has happened is people have judged him by either his Hall of Fame status or his salary. Now, he's going to have to reinvent himself too. And I was thinking about Russ, and I watched, like, Jason Kidd win with the Mavs, and then Gary Payton win with the Heat. And clearly, you know, I played against GP, that's the OG. Got a chance to break bread with him during the finals. And I got drafted with Jay Kidd, now coach of the Mavs. When both of those guys won championships, Jacoby, look at the stats that season versus their career stats.
Mm.
They had to reinvent themselves. And so that also has to take place with Russ. Like, the more that you get traded, the less you become the marquee. But when you're able to reinvent yourself, there has to be times where he has to consider, hey, I'm best with the ball. That means staggering minutes with LeBron. That may mean coming off the bench. That may mean starting the game. That may mean not finishing the game. That has to be that same attitude and energy, Jacoby, when you're talking to the young fellas in summer league and you're encouraging them. It has to be the same person. You see, you feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
And AD clearly is going to be the catalyst for all of this because you still need him to be a top 10 player. And so if LeBron's playing like he was just playing last season, here's something you'll appreciate. When you're younger like a Luka, your numbers jump off the page and you can carry the team. You see what I'm saying? But when you get older like LeBron, you're still getting your numbers. It's almost like the Drew League. Yeah, they was balling, he had 40, but they only won by two. You know what I'm saying? And he had DeMar DeRozan on his squad. It's the same thing in the league. They're gonna need AD to be that anchor, Russ to be able to reinvent himself, and LeBron to still be able to pace himself while still be dominant.
One thing to pay attention to is Russell Westbrook and his long-term agent have parted ways. And in his agent's statement, he said that it was his suggestion that Russell Westbrook stay with the Lakers, go under the support system that Darvin Ham has going to provide him, and that would eventually be the best thing for him. What's interesting about that being in the statement is it hints that Russell Westbrook is not interested in that route. it seems like Russell Westbrook is the one who needs to be convinced to sort of buy in and vow to win a championship. What do you think would be best for him? To stay with the Lakers or to move to another team where he can be, quote-unquote, the guy?
Well, Russ is a pro. He's a future Hall of Famer. He knows how to comport himself, right? But also, again, there has to be personal accountability, Jacoby, as a player to reinvent yourself. That's what happens when you become a legend. That's what happens when you become a vet. That's what happens when you become an OG. There are different phases that you become. There's a reason why Sean Carter and Combs both have so many nicknames over the past 20 to 25 years, because they've been able to reinvent themselves. Just like I mentioned with Gary Payton with the Miami Heat, just like I mentioned with Jason Kidd later in his career with the Dallas Mavs. And plus, they're paying you top dollar in a salary cap sport. So based on that, you need that piece of the puzzle to be productive, or you just can't get towards your goals. So it's going to be fascinating to watch. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But again, AD being a top 10 player is what really is going to drive this thing for the regular season if you're the Lakers.
It's a good point. And they are the Lakers, so we always start the show with them. But the biggest news in the NBA is, about a couple weeks ago, Kevin Durant up and said, you know what? I know I got four more years on this deal, but I want to trade. I don't want to be here no more. Get me out of here. And there's been a lot of speculation about where he could potentially end up, but now there's a new team that could potentially put together a Kevin Durant-worthy package, and that is the Washington Wizards. Ooh. Interesting, Mr. Rose. I have not heard this before, but recently the Wizards could put together a package with a bunch of draft assets and some young players that maybe could entice Sean Marks and the Nets to deal KD to his hometown team. I don't know why, but in the media, we always want players to play for their hometown team. I don't know why we do this, but we always do it. Is there any chance we could see a surprise team like the Wizards enter the KD sweepstakes?
Representing the DMV, and here's why. One of the coldest things to me in basketball is like the verbiage of when you're from north, south, east, and west, certain terms that you use. And the same thing in basketball, skills-wise, like with the Point Guys documentary that's coming out. I know you would appreciate all of the big-time New York City ball handlers, like that became their trademark. One of my favorite trademarks in the league was like DMV shimmy shake at the free throw line. I just think that's cold. It truly is. And Jacoby, here's why the media fantasizes and wants players to play for their hometown or home area, because that's a hometown hero. And you know that person is going to be invested in the community, not just focused on playing basketball. So that's what makes that relationship different. And so absolutely, if you're the Washington Wizards and you're Tommy Shepard and you can find a way to team KD up with Bradley Beal, you do that. You definitely do that. And so I like to hear that they're in the conversation. But again, when you call GM Jalen, like, I was looking at their roster and I saw them play last year.
You know what? Okay. Okay. Let's call GM Jalen right now.
Okay, cool. You know what I love about that graphic, fam? Like, you know when Jay was like, best flow, most consistent, realest stories, I set the most trends. I was counting those trophies, and I do got like 7 championships.
Good for you. Good for you.
I really do.
Well, Jalen Rose is now going to be playing the role of the general manager of the Nets. I am calling.
Shep, what up, though? How you doing, my brother?
How doing? This is Dave Jacoby. I'm taking over for the GM of the Miami Heat, actually.
And
Mr. Rose, I know you had a tough time last season. It's, you know, vibes were bad in Brooklyn. You got swept. So I think it's time for some change. And, you know, Kevin Durant doesn't want to be there anymore. So I want to take that problem off your hands. One of the teams that he mentioned that he wanted to play for was Miami Heat. And I've got a package for you. Now, everyone talks about the designated rookie rule. So you're going to have to get rid of Ben Simmons, but I'm sure you can handle that in your own time, because I've got a package for you that involves Bam Adebayo, Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, 6th man of the year. Not just that, 4 first-round picks. Again, Bam Adebayo, Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, 4 first-round picks for Kevin Durant. All you have to do is find a trade partner for Ben Simmons, and we can lock this in today.
See, the one thing about, like, the Miami culture that I know is, like, the Patriots in football. Like, when Bill Belichick and Pat Riley calling, like, you got to look at the phone twice. You know what I'm saying? You got to measure twice and cut once. So I know who I'm talking to on the phone.
Yep.
Since showtime. And I have to say a couple of things. Those four first-round picks are going to be late in the first round, since you're going to have Spo on the sideline, KD and Jimmy Butler on the team. You're in Miami, and people are going to always come on to play there because of your culture and what you've established, but also save on state taxes. I want to ask another question. How many, and you know I love Duncan Robinson. You know it's my Wolverine guy. You know I love Tyler Hero. I just saw his chest the other day, all tatted
tattoo.
In the gym.
Great tattoo.
How many All-Star appearances combined did they have so far?
Bam Adebayo, All-Star appearance.
No, I'm talking about those two.
Oh, the thing is, you're betting on their future, Mr. Rose. I mean, Tyler Hero's only been in the league for 3 years. You know, he's the future All-Star appearances, at least a dozen between the three of them.
Well, I was just at the playoffs, and y'all weren't using Duncan Robinson, and y'all lost to the Celtics. So let's talk about Bam. Did you see that there were multiple games that Bam was in single-digit points? He wasn't aggressive.
He makes winning plays. He sets picks. He moves the ball. You see his passing has really improved. Great defender. One of the best defenders.
I love Bam. Like, I believe, like, Jalen Duren can become a player like Bam. Like, I like Bam a lot. But I need him to be more consistent. Like, his best games in these playoffs were when Joel Embiid was out and when the Celtics bigs were out. Like, Time Lord in particular. So, this is, like, here's the thing. I just don't think, like, you guys had the assets to get the deal done.
Okay, that's fine. You know what, Mr. Rose?
I want to propose something to you.
No, that's fine. If you don't think we get the deal done, you just run it back. What you did last year, do that again. You're going to have an unhappy KD, an unhappy Kyrie, an unhappy Steve Nash, and who knows if Ben Simmons is even going to play. So enjoy that season. Have a great time.
How about I got to ask one question.
You'll be watching.
I got to ask one question. Really important.
Enjoy the playing game.
I'll trade you KD. And when you call me back, think about this. If you include a package that gets me Spo.
I can't. Break it up. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. We'll take it to text. Let's take it to text. Bye.
Jeez.
Oh, GM, Jalen, that drives
a great asset.
I'll
bring Spo in. I'll bring Spo in, and I'll make him a part owner. You know what I'm saying? I'll do like a football, baseball type thing with him. He's that valuable. But no, I don't believe that he had the assets on paper to get a Kevin Durant today.
Jalen, one day, we're going to get GM Jalen to agree to a Kevin Durant trade. And it's not going to be Giannis, and it's not going to be Steph. Will there be a trade that GM Jalen would accept for Donovan Mitchell? We'll find out after this. Is it the Knicks or nothing? Stay tuned. You're watching J&J.
I ain't trading KD.
Coming to you live above the Heineken Riverdeck here at Pier 17 in Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose. It just kind of seems inevitable. It seems like it's a done deal that Donovan Mitchell will eventually be traded to the Knicks. However, seems like talks have slowed down and they will, quote, re-engage here at some point. Jalen, is it Donovan Mitchell or bust for the Knicks?
I believe it's going to happen at some point, and yes is the answer. And you already see him taking his introductory victory laps. He's throwing out the first pitch everywhere in metropolitan New York City. He's getting ready for it to happen also. And let me just tell you this. He's someone that grew up in Connecticut. He deserves this opportunity. I believe he's going to shine really bright on the big stage at MSG if given the opportunity. I like them adding Jalen Brunson. They're going to be short and diminutive, and they're going to have their challenges defensively. But I'm going to tell you what, Tibbs likes to put the ball in his guards' hands. And so if they're able to keep a core of their team, like, I'm not giving up R.J. Barrett. and they should be able to keep Randle. So if that's the case, like, you're gonna be excited about the New York Knickerbockers again. I'm not saying that they're gonna win the championship, but I'm saying that they're now gonna be a team that can legitimately flirt with a playoff spot. And so that's progress based on what you saw last year, and that's growth from within. You still have Quickley, you still have Mitchell Robinson. Like, that, there are some things that they've built, like, internally, that I believe they can continue to add to. But I think Donovan Mitchell is that guy, and he's been one of the elite playoff performers and high scorers when he's gotten going in the second season. So I believe it should be a motivated Knicks in order to try to get this deal done.
Donovan Mitchell grew up in Westchester, very close to Connecticut. But Mr. Rose, they might flirt with a playoff spot, but they're not going home with a playoff spot. They're not getting a playoff spot's phone number or Instagram handle. Like, they might just flirt for a little bit, maybe buy a playoff spot a beer, but that's going to be the end of that relationship with the playoff spot for the New York Knicks. They definitely not getting to the second round, regardless, even if they win a play-in game or whatever, with Donovan Mitchell or without. Another drama that we've been following all summer is everything around DeAndre Ayton. Famously did not get an extension from the Suns, then got an offer sheet from the Pacers, had to go out and get that to then have that offer be matched by the Suns. Seems like the Suns just didn't want to commit to a fifth year. I would be insulted if I was DeAndre Ayton, but he says he's happy, the process is over, he's going to put it all behind him, and he's looking forward to competing for a championship with his brothers. Is it all good if you're DeAndre Ayton?
It is all good today, and I'm glad you used the term insult, because if you're a competitor, that means you also have pride. So basically, how do you feel when you're not the first choice? Mm. And when you've had success already somewhere, and they've seen you improve, and they've watched you elevate yourself, but they don't take care of you, yet a building that you haven't been in the last few years steps up to try to take care of you. So everybody's gonna feel some type of way at some point. However, when you ink that deal, Jacoby, it feels good. Yeah, I don't care who giving you the money, okay? He just changed generations on generations on generations. So he like, thank you, thank you, thank you. But basketball-wise, when they start back, we can't ignore how their season ended. And he was on the sideline, and they were one of the worst achieving playoff teams along with the Nets for me last year. So there's a basketball element that he's going to have to improve and get back to. I think Monty Williams is going to be ready to lead that charge. And also Chris Paul. It seems like when he turned 37, I believe, you know, those were some bizarre performances that he had late in the season also.
Yep.
So, like, the Suns are due for a bounce back. Like Jalen Brunson need to send them a thank you, because they helped him get paid.
Sure did.
You see what I'm saying?
And sure did.
So I know he's happy to be back, but it's going to be great to see how the Suns respond. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing. I believe that they're going to have a big response. Devin Booker's going to have a big response to how they flamed out in the playoffs this year.
See, I love how you get into the psychology of DeAndre Ayton, how as a competitor he can use this for motivation, because you're a professional athlete and that's how you feel about the world. See, me, I'm not. I have one option if I'm DeAndre Ayton: mope, pout, and sabotage from within. That's what I do. I mope and I pout and I sabotage from within until they trade me. That's what I do if I'm DeAndre Ayton. But I am not DeAndre Ayton. I am just a fan who was on the couch last night watching the Home Run Derby, thoroughly entertained by the dingers and the bombs. And it was Juan Soto, that man right there, who took home the trophy. The same Juan Soto who just recently was offered a 14-year, $440 million contract. Someone wanted to pay him $440 million to play baseball. And what did he do, Jalen Rose? Said, not enough. Is it smart to turn down a $440 million contract?
In his case, yes. There's a few things I want to say. I want to thank hip-hop for allowing rap music to become mainstream to the point where I'm watching sporting events and I'm seeing fans, in particular those that look like you, wearing huge gold chains, replicas, whether they're real, whether they're fake, whether they're cubic zirconian, whether they have, you know, princess cut diamonds. Like, I'm just so happy for rap music and hip hop. So that's one thing. The other thing I want to say is 14 years. Like, that's baseball and having the greatest union in professional sports. The $444 million, he gonna get that, but less years. Like, when you as talented as he is, and the way the bat jump off, the ball jump off of his bat, like, he wanna get low. He should be signing, like, five-year deals. It seems like he could get five for $300. Why would he sign 14 for $440?
Well, you offer me a $440 contract, I'm signing it. Forget the millions. We will be back.
Look at Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is going to be flirting with $500 million.
Yeah, he is. He deserves it. And wait. Every penny. Bet on himself. Yes. We'll be back after this very short break. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Tomorrow night, ABC, 8 p.m., Steph Curry hosts the 30th annual ESPY Awards.
That's going to be dope.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, a show where every single day we're on the air, we recognize another day Brittany Griner still detained in Russia.
Wrongfully detained way too long, 152 days. We wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
It was 16 years ago yesterday, the Seattle Supersonics were sold. Mr. Rose, what are some of your favorite memories from the Sonics?
Oh, the OG Spencer Haywood, coached by one of their coaches, Bernie Bickerstaff, actually drafted me into the NBA. Gus Johnson, Jack Sigma, Nate McMillan, Adele Ellis, Xavier McDaniel, Ray Allen, Ray Lewis, Sean Kemp. You can't stop the rain when it starts to
We're
fall.
Off until Monday, so check us out. Snow Monday, ESPN 2, 4 o'clock.
VML.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, Del?
Couple things I want to discuss with you. The world has changed. Something I thought would never change has changed. When you think about Crown Royal, what comes to mind?
I can't front. Like, to ignore the beverage would be ignorant, because that's how you get introduced to the bag. But the bag, yes, is what's actually iconic.
Exactly. Exactly. The first thing that comes to mind is the bag, the velvet bag. And they've got a bag drop-off box now, so you can't even, like, keep the bag. It's like a deposit for a can of soda or something. So now it gets me thinking. And then on the internet, you see the internet celebrates the bag. Many people have made some dope outfits and garments using the bag. However, when I think about the bag, one thing comes to mind, Mr. Rose. Stripper purse. So many times I've seen that bag around a wrist or an ankle. Just stuffing it up with some ones. I've seen that so many times in my life during my pre-retirement days. I'll give you a different
visual. Gather around a campfire, boys and girls, to the days where we actually value change. You remember when you actually would walk around with change? Now you walk around with credit cards.
Oh, well, anyone who knows these two words knows just how valuable collecting all your change can be. Coinstar. I am so happy to give whatever they charge, 10%, 5%, because when you are down and out and you go to the grocery store, the one that has a Coinstar, sometimes you got to go extra blocks, and then you just start spreading out the change going into the machine, and it's just like, you're looking at it like, I got, all of a sudden you got $160 in your hand. I mean, before you had zero. I love Coinstar so much.
How I feel.
If you are not collecting all of your change in a Crown Royal bag or a big jar or something in your house to take to Coinstar later, then you're throwing away money, literally just throwing away money, throwing it away.
Well, also, here's the other thing about change. So, like, things clearly are more efficient now that we can use credit cards. And when I say dismiss change, I mean just that. Like, almost treat it like it's not currency anymore.
Mm-hmm. Guilty.
To your point.
Guilty.
Right.
I'm quarters are better. Because I'll tip, though. Like, when I get my change at my bodega, they have a tip jar there. So I keep my quarters. Everything else goes into the tip jar.
And so, like, that's one thing. If you've collected change, that you know that you're an OG. In a Crown Royal bag. Now, the other thing about Crown Royal bags, toiletries.
Mm.
All day as an athlete, going places.
Something just came to mind. Hold up, Jalen. Something just came to mind. Crown Royal. Cultural or regional?
Definitely cultural.
And I'm going to say regional as well. Crown Royal is the drink of the South. It is the drink of the South. Like, they drink Crown down there. Like, Crown and Coke is like a go-to if you're in, like, Georgia. But, like, in like I don't see anybody order Crown above the Mason-Dixon line on the East Coast.
That's fair. That's fair. And the iconic bag, as you mentioned, symbolized that, definitely.
Mm. Mr. Rose, we have to discuss a player, NBA champion, not exactly at the peak of his prowess right now, but he's in the news a lot. Gentleman by the name of Tristan Thompson. So Tristan Thompson.
I'm living my best life.
He gets with Khloe Kardashian. They have a kid. He cheats with her friend in front of everybody. Makes out with, I believe, Jordan Woods, who I think is Karl Anthony Towns' girlfriend now. I don't know. And cheats again and again. There's video of him getting very touchy-feely with two young women at the same time at a nightclub in D.C., all while he's supposed to be with this Kardashian. And then they break up, get back together, break up, get back together. They have a child with a surrogate this week, Tristan Thompson. The same week, it's announced he's having a child with a surrogate, is caught cheating again. Now, Mr. Rose, I don't know if they're in an open relationship or not. I don't know if this is technically cheating. But what I do know is he will not be deterred from doing whatever he wants whenever he wants. I dedicate this kind of self-care. You know what I mean? I salute his self-care.
Jacoby, again, mm-hmm. And we talk about this a lot. There are certain people, for me, I'm happy that they're rich because I get a chance to watch them enjoy it so much. And it reminds me when I see Khaled or Rick Ross or Puff. Like, when I see them, it's like, they make sure that they're having fun. Fat Joe is always having fun, right? He's always having fun. To the point where people don't realize that the term Terror Squad was actually earned.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
Okay, he's like a teddy bear these days, right? He's just like a teddy bear, right?
Yeah, he's just a fun-loving, jokey rich guy now. Not always the case with that Terror Squad.
And so, like, for Tristan Thompson, like, you could be a hermit, or you could do whatever you feel like is gonna make you happy that day. And so I got to ask you an important question.
Mm-hmm.
Because you gave me a lot of information.
You know I don't like follow-up questions, but you're doing it anyway. I don't know what
she
looked like.
Is he married?
No, he's not married. No, he's not, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know what their relationship is. Who knows? Maybe they just like parenting together. Maybe they're not romantically involved. Who knows? But I know Tristan Thompson can do whatever he wants.
And then the thing... that got graduated on an elite level is when Will and Jada taught us about an entanglement.
Entanglement, yes.
So, like, from the outside looking in 2022, it's extremely important to allow everybody to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
Like, we don't, for all we know, they could have been FaceTiming with Khloe. Why he was sitting there with those two legs.
Who knows? We don't know. Probably not. I'm going to say probably not, but we don't know. Mr. Rose, this is another thing that came across.
He was FaceTiming with the newborn at that moment.
This came across my feed, and we need to discuss it. We have not officially broached this topic here on Jalen and Jacoby on the Pod Exclusive quite yet. Friend of the show, family, guy who hosted us in the city of Buffalo in his suite, Conway the Machine.
Family.
Had some words for one of my favorite radio personalities of all time.
Bars!
Funk Flex. I'm sure you've seen this, but it raises an interesting question about the integrity of the of a radio DJ being a gatekeeper, pay for play, major labels basically creating stars, paying for them to be promoted and played on radio stations, and the sort of the intergenerational conflict that comes up between them with Conway sort of accusing Funk Flex of being old and out of touch. I'm sure you've seen all of this go back and forth, and I think our pod listeners would like you to weigh in, Mr. Rose. Or, I'm sorry, DJ Motown Clown.
It's extremely important for me to weigh in because just think of the dichotomy that you just said that literally involves me. I salute and respect the game as a human being that just has grown up with hip hop since it started in 1973. So it's in my blood. It's been the soundtrack of my life. And so it seems like when I'm speaking, I could be like a DJ or a jukebox, literally. I don't have to tell you. I just spew out things that people say that remind me of things I've heard in songs. And I also salute greatness. So when I say bars, that's a salute to Funk Flex. You see what I'm saying? And all he's accomplished in the game and putting respect on his name. I've been saying that in his voice for years. It's no different from me saying, I'm not gonna be able to do it. Like, I'm paying homage to something that happened dope that I wanna continue to keep alive, right? Who's that peeking in my window? Pow, right? That's a nod to hip hop. But the relationship with Griselda, that's family. That's family. Like, all I've been listening to is Peace Fly God the last 8 days. That's all I've been listening to. Like, and like, so like, and shout out to West Side Gun, the Fly God. Shout out to Benny the Butcher. You know what? I'm going to make sure that I get each of them on the show in August.
We got to check in with Benny on the and the Buffalo Bills. Because
yeah,
they're favored. They're favorites now.
And you know what else we got to do? We got to get our brother Conway the Machine to come on our show to weigh in on this. Mm. Because that's family. Let me repeat. We've been to Buffalo. We've met the family. We've met the moms. We've met the nieces and nephews. We've been on stage. We broke bread on and off wax. Like, that's real family. And so I think it's important for us to use this platform, our show, to give him a chance, because I don't say this to toot our own horn. I say this because I want somebody to show me. Is there another show that's a Monday through Friday national show, sports, as a backdrop, that does what we do? That have people on that we have, like we gonna have Conway on to talk about this. This ain't cap, that's really family. Like Jacoby said it, he ran outside literally while he was in his suite with $1 million worth of jewelry on to come make sure we got into the entrance. He ain't seen nobody.
In the rain.
In the winter. Did I say that? In Buffalo.
In Buffalo.
Okay. In the winter, in Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could have been down on the 5-yard line with Benny. We was up in the suite with Conway. And what did he say when we toast?
Take a shot if you love yourself.
When we was up there with Imani Caesar and her mom.
Take a shot if you love yourself. Take a shot
what
if you love yourself.
What did he say again?
Take a shot if you love yourself.
Say that again?
Take a shot if you love yourself. And I plagiarized that. I've plagiarized that one when I'm out with the basketball team after a win. Take a shot if you love yourself.
You see what I mean? And so, like, what they're discussing has been happening, however, since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
KRS-One once famously said, I'm out here relying on talent, not marketing and promotion. And that song was called, Do You Ever Think About When You Outta Here? And the premise of that record is, they're paying y'all to have an image that y'all are portraying that y'all may not live, but also spitting bars that y'all may not have written. And so I might be the teacher and I might not, you know, have the quote unquote most record sales like a MC Hammer, right? But my craft and me being excellent in what I do is gonna give me the longevity to make me an all-time great. And that's what that song was about, right? Do you ever think about when you out of here? Fly beach house out of here, right? And so the idea that labels and powerful people in the industry that don't use relationships to smother the people that they know to help get a feature from an artist, to help get a song cheaper, to help get a producer in the studio, it's Peter Paul all day, and that's what it has been and that's what it's gonna be. It's like the handshake, if you almost saying no fingertips, right? We just go and we just do like this. Like, no fingertip, no fingerprint, no fingerprints, I'm sorry. And so that's something that can't be traced. You can in theory follow the money and say, hey, he got paid a bag to play this song. Or it also had to work in reverse when people were promoting hip hop. And I ain't gonna incriminate no adult men, but here's what I will say about the history of rap music. Terms like BDP were earned. You know, Boogie Down Productions, what was said on Wax, it might have been said Beat Down Productions in the Bronx before. You agree or disagree, sir?
Agree.
Okay, and I just mentioned that with Terror Squad, and I could go on and on and on. Like, and so these are human beings that become artists, not the other way around. So those relationships are gonna carry. Now, what I don't like, let me just make sure what I stress what I don't like. If you love rap music, and I know Funk Flex does, I know he does. There are certain people that I see them and be like, he might love rap more than me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he love rap and he a legend. He has to love Griselda.
That's good point.
The disconnect. It's
impossible not to.
It's
impossible not
you
to.
Have to.
If
go
you like
out
the craft of hip hop, if you like the craft of hip hop, you have to love Griselda.
Like you literally, it's almost like being mean takes more energy than being nice. Like, like walking around with your face balled up, and you remember we used to be like eye screws and like
of
you know mean mugging, and you know what I'm saying? Like it takes way more energy to be that than to like smile and have your hand open where you can receive the blessing. And like I said, Funk Flex, I know he loves rap music. And I know he lives and dies for this culture. So he's a legend, just like Griselda are legends and our family. There's no way in a deep, dark moment when nobody's around. It's almost like when people give takes that I think that they don't believe. You see what I'm saying? You see some people sometimes in their talk, you be like, they can't believe that. They might be doing it for clicks, they may be doing it for sensationalism or whatever, or just may have misspoke. In a deep, dark moment, as much as I love hip hop, long boy since 1973, I do a show every Saturday, DJ Motown Clown. I do a radio show, I've done 17 shows. Where I pay tribute to everybody in rap and hip hop. You cannot tell me that a purist like Funk Flex doesn't truly love Griselda deep down.
I don't want to live in a world.
That's what it makes it personal. And that's what you hope it isn't.
Where Jesus and Merrill aren't seeing eye to eye. I don't want to live in a world where Conway and Flex are going back and forth. I don't want to live in a world where Wallow and Rick Ross are going back and forth. Like, can we just be friends?
I agree. Drops the mic.
All six of those people we just talked about, they all get it done. For the ones who get it done, brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product specialists. Call, click, or stop by any Grainger location. Jalen, we're preempted. Remember when you learned what preempted means? Preempted means y'all not on the air. We're putting something else on. So we're preempted Wednesday,
like,
Thursday, Friday this week.
What you mean they putting on Tiger Woods? What you mean they putting on Serena and Venus?
Jalen's the only person in any industry who's mad that when he gets a day off. So we're preempted Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which means we won't get to an all-voicemail Friday show. But we need you guys for next week. Call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail, and we'll put you on the show just like this.
What up, though? Jalen Jacoby is J-Rock from the 585. I have a power couple question. I'm here with my lovely wife.
Hey, Jalen Jacoby.
So we had a question. We had a great discussion, and I'm going to pass it off to my better half. And, yep, medicinal, yep, I'll kick the coverage.
So the question is, how many women stay with a guy who may not pursue their baller dreams, rap dreams, whatever the far dream is? How many of those women actually stay with the man and help support the new dream?
Keep giving the people what we want. Shout out, Reg.
Shout to Rochester.
I love them so much.
I love them too.
I love them so much.
So how many women?
And shout to his wifey, because she's ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
Not only, you know, did she give us a shout and support the show, she asked the question. And she asked a question about loyalty, which means indirectly she's talking about herself, which mm-hmm. shows me she's ride or die. I appreciate that.
Well, some tells me J-Rock is no longer pursuing his rap dreams, and he's working the 9-to-5, going the straight route. And I salute that. I salute that. And never give up your dreams, J-Rock. But, you know, you got to be practical as well. So I would say to her question is, people that are really in love do. You know what I mean? You can't love someone's job. You gotta love the person. You can't love someone's bank account. You gotta love the person. So that's my answer. Mr. Rose?
I love how you stuck the landing like Dominique Dawes or Simone Biles. Like, I appreciate
what, Mary Lou Retton can't stick a landing?
Why gotta be those two? I love Mary Lou Retton too.
Allie Reesman can't stick a landing?
Hey, how about this? When I'm rocking my oversized frames, my aviators, I always call myself Jacques Cousteau.
Do you know who? Boy, first of all, say his name again.
Jacques Cousteau.
You act like it's like Ja Morant.
It's Jacques Cousteau.
So yeah, what does Jacques Cousteau do? What does he do for a living?
So actually, I got introduced to him just like Mary Lou Retton. Via the Olympics. And I believe he's a French gentleman that was a scuba diver.
Scuba diver, yeah. And he was like, the thing is, back in the 80s, like, we didn't have Shark Week. They didn't have, like underwater footage was rare. So when you saw Jacques Cousteau on a TV, like, you were going places that you never thought you would see. Big shout out to Jacques Cousteau. And hey, Jalen Rose, let's get back. Hey, let's get back. To Mr. J-Rock and his lady. Okay.
Absolutely. So, appreciate your position while plotting your promotion. The great American philosopher, rich forever, Ricky Rose.
Mm.
You always are striving to do more. Like, that's what you hope life is for all of us in each area of your life. Like, you want more time with the family. You want more career opportunities. You want to be in better shape. All of the things you say on New Year's Eve, right? All of those things when you have a birthday, when milestones happen. Like, that's when you assess. When something tragic in the family happens, when you reassess, when you reset, right? those are the things that have to become like your lifestyle. And it's like, yeah, I am gonna work this, you know, corporate job, but I'm also gonna get rest and take time to pursue my other opportunities, my other entrepreneurial spirits, my other talents, my other passions. You have to be a multitasker out here. Look no further than me. Like, I've always been a multitasker since a youngin', like having multiple jobs, multiple things that I'm trying to juggle. And so to J-Rock's question and to his wifey's question, you gotta have today goals, tomorrow goals, 3 month goals, 6 month goals, 12 month goals. Like, one of my goals is to be in the ownership with the Pistons. That's not a today goal. That's something that I've had as a goal for like, since I got to the league. And if it does or doesn't happen, that doesn't mean I'm not gonna continue to do what I'm doing along the way. And so I applaud her for being ride or die, and I appreciate your answer, Jacoby, because I saw Short Dog doing an interview recently, and he was talking about Too Short, Todd Shaw, the legend, OG, Bay Area kicking game. And he was talking about how, like, before social media, like, you have to have a mouthpiece. Like, you had to be able to talk to somebody. You had to introduce yourself. You know what I'm saying? You had to meet the parents. You had to, like, court somebody in order to get them to like you. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Male and female. Now it's just, like, instant. Quick comment in the DM. Where you at? Pull up. And before you know it, y'all in bed, y'all don't even know each other's names. You're like, what's your name again? you see what I'm saying? I know your IG handle. What's your name again?
Yep.
You see what I mean? And so I applaud her for being ride or die and continue to push him though. And mm-hmm. challenge him. And hold him accountable.
You always say the people closest to you are some of your biggest critics. And that's the way it should be. We are preempted Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We will be back on Monday with another dope pod to step to. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
We're going to miss our pod listeners. Y'all be easy. Break bread with one another. Be safe. Make good decisions. Seek therapy if you need it. Smile is good for the soul. Love on your significant others and your kids. And you know what else? Secure your mask first. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.